country of origin labelling laws will come into place in July next year. They're designed to help consumers buy Australian-made produce and products. The final two business forums are being held in Victoria today, with more than 300 people attending. I spoke with Country of Origin Labelling Task Force General Manager Martin Squire.
So what we're doing here in Dandenong this morning and Melbourne this afternoon is really providing an opportunity to talk directly to business about the government's changes to country of origin labelling, which commenced on the 1st of July last year, and demonstrate a country of origin labelling tool that we've developed to assist business label their food products.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that tool?
The tool we've developed is an online tool freely available for businesses from foodlabels.industry.gov.au, and it's asked a series of questions which steps people through, or food manufacturers through, determining what sort of labels that they can use to label their product. It allows people to save results, to print out their results, and at the end of the tool, there's a series of labels that they can use to label their product, and it's in formats which they can then use directly apply to their product or send away to printers for further processing.
There's been a series of these forums across the country. Can you tell us the sorts of concerns and worries that businesses have been raising with you and looking answers for?
Yeah, so in one of the questions that we've had across the or a focus that we've had from across the forums is around what are the key changes, what do businesses have to do, particularly as we're in this transition period. So for the next 15 months through to the end of June 2018, we're currently in a transition period where the labelling isn't compulsory. It becomes mandatory on the 1st of July 2018. And some of the questions we've got from businesses have been around, well, what if I've got an existing stock of labels? Do I have to, how can I deal with those labels after the new labelling laws become mandatory? And from supermarkets, questions around, what do we have to do with product on the shelf? People have been asking if, re-stickering is an option as well. So there haven't been major concerns. It's really about businesses trying to understand how best to apply the new label laws to their particular products.
And what would be the key message that you'd want to get out there, I guess, for farmers in particular, whose produce will hopefully through these labelling laws will sell more? What would be the key message over the next 16 months?
So very much around that we're in this transition period, Eddie. The government provided a two-year transition period to enable businesses to adjust to the new labelling as part of their normal relabelling sequences. And it's really about getting people prepared for the changes. One of the other important things that we're particularly bringing to people's attention is that the use of the grown-in or product of labels are now restricted to only being able to apply to products with 100% Australian ingredients, and that was based very much on the strong consumer feedback that we got from consumers that products using these claims had to contain nothing less than 100% Australian content. And there are also distinctions between what are called priority foods and non-priority foods. So generally, if you think of priority foods are things like fresh fruit and vegetables, meat, dairy, etc., etc. But the new labels aren't required on some products, such as nuts and spices, confectionery, soft drinks, alcoholic beverages. But it is an option available for those suppliers as well.
Country of Origin Labelling Task Force General Manager Martin Squire there. And those Country of Origin laws will come into place on July 1, 2018. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Tuesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.